Hey everybody, it's JT. What is on your holiday meal shopping list? Well, I would suggest Painted Hills Natural Beef. It is some of the best beef in the world. And your friends and family will be thanking you for a long time if you serve Painted Hills Natural Beef for your holiday meals. And now you can buy it online just by going to PaintedHillsBeef.com. Use the code BBQNATION at checkout and save yourself 15% on your order. Give Painted Hills Natural Beef a place on your table this holiday season.
It's time for Barbecue Nation with JT. So fire up your grill, light the charcoal, and get your smoker cooking. Now, from the Turn It, Don't Burn It studios in Portland, here's JT.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Nation. That's the Barbecue Nation. I'm JT along with Dave and Chris and coming to you from our Turn It, Don't Burn It studios in beautiful downtown Portland. What a great day it is. I know everybody's still under isolation and quarantine and there's a lot of things going on, but we'll make it. I can say that. This segment is brought to you in part by Painted Hills Natural Beef, the beef the way nature intended, I should say. We reached out to our friend Kel Phelps from the National Barbecue News. He was on tour with the Ace Hardware stores around the country, and I'm pretty sure that's probably slowed down a little bit. And he's also got some news from National Barbecue News. So, Kel, welcome.
Hey, man, thanks for having us as always, brother. Just proud to be a part of the nation, brother.
There you go. So what's going on? Fill us in on the Ace Hardware Tour. Has that just been postponed, or are you still doing it?
Yeah, man, we're still doing it. We're just doing some different things while we're in the low, while everybody's at home, like everybody else, man. The corona diet is for real, brother.
Yeah.
I'm about 8 pounds up because we've been cooking, doing different videos featuring these guys who are sponsoring us on tour. Of course, all that stuff's available at Ace Hardware as well. So, instead of the title sponsor, but yeah, man. I mean, we just postponed. We're just sitting back, trying to work for these guys any way we can. Got new issue that just come out with the April issue where we were down in Houston. Right, as that was next to the last event that we were at before all this mess started, and had a tremendous time there with golly, almost 400 and something cook teams there, and you know, people even then, I remember people talking about it and not real sure exactly what it was, what was happening, or whatever, but. We kind of knew then that term social distancing was what some other countries were talking about doing. And so we kind of saw it coming from that even way back then. But all that stuff's in the April issue, you know. So I've had a couple of people already who saw the magazine call up and said, hey, man, these guys are like really close. Oh, wow. You know, they're not supposed to be doing that. And I guess they didn't realize that was, and that was pre-corona deal. But we're just sitting tight, postponed for now, waiting on different events to kick back up and happen. I can't imagine what's going to happen in the fall. I know Memphis in May has been moved to October. They actually stacked it on top of the SVA World Championship. So I have no idea how crazy it's going to be running around the country in the fall, trying to get everybody situated and try to attend as many events as we can when we crank back up for sure.
Yeah, there'll be a rush on things, but I think it may be me personally. I just think it's going to be a bit of a tentative rush because there's still going to be uncertainty in how this virus is still active at that time. I mean, what we're doing, and we're starting to see little, you know, flatten the curve, as they've said, the health officials and all that. And up here where we live, we haven't got hit as hard as, you know, like our neighbor to the north, the state of Washington. They've gotten hit really hard with it. And of course, New York and,
It's starting to hit some other major metropolitan areas. Chicago, you know, we didn't hear much about Chicago for a while, and now they're kind of in the mix of this thing. So it's going to take a little bit, I think.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And I'll say this, you know, man, America, what a tremendous country that we live in to be able to, you know what, just stop things for a little while and get away from people. You know, it is not the ideal thing to do, because I am one, I am a worker, man. I am up at usually at 5:36 in the morning, and I usually don't go to bed till midnight or maybe a little after. And I'm usually wide open doing something. So chilling out, kick back, vegging out, that is not my idea of fun. But at the same time, I am seeing so much creativity in people who have been forced to stay at home.
Right.
In what they're doing with their time. And I've seen more fishing videos of kids and their parents down here in my neck of the woods in southeast Georgia. You know, you just don't get to do that very often like we used to. You know, we grew up on the weekends doing that with our parents. But now it's just something that we don't get to do much. And I've heard and witnessed a lot of photos on social media and stuff, people going fishing and just being at home with their kids. And but man, just the resolve of America to say, hey, you know what, I got to do this. I got to do this for my neighbor. I got to do this for my community. Not so much that I don't get sick, but it keeps me from spreading what I may have to anybody else. So
right.
I think that's the mentality. And I think once this is over with, man, I can't imagine, especially when the curve gets way, way down and things start falling off, people are going to be ready to get out and go back, you know, on the weekends and go to different events and all that. So I would be looking for these fall events to have some records to be broke as far as attendance. And such as that's what I'm looking forward to.
Well, in our world, of course, you've got the Royal put on by KCBS back there, that cook. You got the Jack Daniel, you got the Sam's, you got, of course, Memphis in May, and the SCA and different things like that. So there's enough major events for every avenue of cooking and barbecue and smoking and all that, that, you know, there's something out there for you. But I agree that these people have been kind of cooped up, and this is going to go on into the first part of summer. That's for sure.
Yeah.
You know, it's because I know up here in Oregon, the schools, you know, they just said, you know, you're done till fall, if then. And so they're doing it online and all that, which is great. But there's so many events, even in your home state of Georgia, you know, the Masters, I'm a golf nut, and up in Northeast Georgia, you know, that's put off till November.
Right.
So, going to be kind of interesting to see how all this shakes out, especially in our world of outdoor cooking.
Be a lot of competition happening just for, just for people to decide where to go and what to do. Cause there will definitely be a mega menu of choices versus anything outdoor. I think about college football. You know, I'm a college football player. In the fall, I try to I definitely keep up with games and all that, and I try to go to three or four if I can there in Athens with the Dogs. And you know, just to think of how exciting people going to be that's been cooped up for, most of the summer to get out and go and do that. It's going to be cool.
They're going to have to be on their best behavior. That's for sure. Because
oh, yeah.
they're going to want to cut up a little bit, and that's fine. I certainly understand that. I'm of the same thought process, and we're not that far into this thing, but, come September, October, if they cut us loose, there's going to be some howling at the moon. I'm going to say that.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Yeah.
And I'll probably be right there howling with them.
Oh, there you go. We're going to take a break here on Barbecue Nation on the Sun and Vision Radio Network. And we'll be back with Kel Phelps from National Barbecue News. We're going to talk to him about his new website and the new issue that's coming out, or is out, and find out what's going on with that. Back in just a minute. Don't go away. Hey everybody, it's JT, and this is a special version of Barbecue Nation. It is brought to you in part by Painted Hills Natural Beef. Beef you can be proud to serve your family and friends. That's Painted Hills Natural Beef.
While I'm far away from you, my baby, I know it's hard.
Welcome back to Barbecue Nation on the Sun and Vision Radio Network, and I'm JT, your host. Been here for a while now, a few years in this chair. A couple of things really quick. If you'd like to email us, it's barbecue@salempdx.com. That's barbecuebbq@salempdx.com. You can also find our shows on SoundCloud, Google Live, Pandora. We added a bunch more of the platforms. I think we're on 12 different platforms now out there in that world. So you can pretty much find us anywhere. Also Facebook, with JT, Barbecue Nation with JT. And, we have two Twitter accounts. The one that gets the most activity is my own Twitter account, which is CowCook57. So if you want to, sign on to one of those and see what's going on, I don't post a lot of pictures of stuff I cook because there's a lot of people out there doing it. But I usually have a glib remark now and then that's funny, not mean. So we like that. Also, we've got Stan Hayes coming up later in the hour. He's, you know, his Operation Barbecue Relief has provided about 60,000 meals just to the city of Nashville when they had the hurricane earlier this year, or the storm. And Stan's doing something for restaurants right now. So let's get back and talk with Kel Phelps from National Barbecue News. You're building a new website, or you've got one built.
Man, I tell you what, talk about a challenge. I was just talking this morning to the young lady who is helping us redesign this thing. And I told her, I said, this is the craziest thing. I have never missed a deadline. I grew up in the newspaper, so deadlines have always been my life. You know, you live or die by the deadline, right?
Sure.
We had told people last week on a live update that we did. We're trying to do a live update every Wednesday on the tour and stuff. And be doing one coming up every Wednesday now. So Wednesday evening, last Wednesday we said, you know, we'll try to have this thing out by Friday, be looking for it. So roll around. The weekend's already come and gone, and we still don't have that thing up yet. So people working at home and slower internet service, and, you know,
I get it.
It is a challenge, but we're almost done. But, yeah, we do. We have a brand-new website out. We use some of that downtime to go ahead and kick that into high gear, and it looks really good. Miss Aaron's done a tremendous job with that, but also with the new information and stuff that's coming down, it'll allow us to run some newer feeds and feed into some of our social stuff that is instant news that we share, and
sure.
That's something that's brand new for us for sure. So.
Well, I know I built a new website myself earlier this year with the help of Eric G, who hosts Around the House. And although it's pretty basic, it's the Barbecue Nation of JT, that website. My hat goes off to the people that have the skills to put that together, because I was definitely out of my water. My my league, whatever you want to call it. I would just sit there and scratch my head, and Eric would say, hey, we just do this. Boom. What picture do you want here? And I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'd head to the bar or something, you know, do that.
Yeah, indeed. They are they're a special breed, man. And we've always worked with artists, what they call graphic artists. And some of those web designers are the same thing. And, man, it's one thing about those that are very, very good and talented. They do their best work usually in the middle of the night, you know, when it's really quiet and the creative juices get flowing for them. And so for me, you know, I said I was about a workaholic almost. You know, this is nothing worse than finally, you know, laying down about 2 or 3 o'clock and then the phone ringing. And your web designer says, hey, look, I got this idea up. Check this out. And so then you got to get up and you get started again. But yeah, so those artistic people are very different, but the man, very gifted at what they do. And Lord has definitely blessed them with the gift to do it, because it's almost like a foreign language to me. Guy, the digital side of things. Definitely new and different, but we're like everybody else. We learn something new every day, and we're not gonna stop learning, for sure.
Absolutely. I know that I have to be careful, Kel, when I make time every night to watch a little TV or talk or something with my wife. I mean, in a couple hours, just something that we both, we both have hectic schedules when it's times are normal, but not just now, but we did this years ago. But what I'll do is when we're done with that, and maybe we've watched a TV program together or something, I'll go back to my office and start working on stuff. And I have to be careful, because what you just explained, I'll get all fired up working on something. And then you'll look up and it's 12:30 and you say, okay, it's time to go to bed. And I can't go to sleep. I've never slept very well anyway. Not that anybody cares about that, but it's just like, you got to be really careful. Anyway, got a couple minutes left here. Tell us what's in the new edition of National Barbecue News.
Oh, wow, man. So with the calendar of events being so crazy when we published, we usually average 8 to 10 pages each month of calendar stuff. Well, this month it was 2 pages. So this is probably the most information I've ever put inside one edition. Man, and it is jam-packed full of great news. You know, I had somebody ask me yesterday, man, that just saw the issue, and they called and they were like, man, you don't have much about the virus stuff thing happening. And I was like, man, everybody knows and catches that stuff every day.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to try to steer our focus away from that if we can. We do have a KCBS put a release out on how they're going to go forward to try to keep people safe in doing that. They're changing up some guidelines. We put that press release in there.
Kel Phelps, National Barbecue News. Look for their new website shortly. If you subscribe to the magazine, it should be in your mailbox any day now. And keep up the good work down there, buddy.
Hey, man, I appreciate it. As a matter of fact, we actually, because we were running a little bit behind, we just went ahead and made that new issue free. So anybody surfing around, want to learn and see a little more about Barbecue News Magazine, just go to barbecuenews.com and you can see that issue for free right there, brother.
There you go. We're going to take a break here on Barbecue Nation on the Sun Radio Network, and we'll be back with Stan Hayes in just a few minutes. Hey, everybody, it's JT, and this is a special version of Barbecue Nation. It is brought to you in part by Painted Hills Natural Beef. Beef you can be proud to serve your family and friends. That's Painted Hills Natural Beef. Hey, everybody, welcome back to Barbecue Nation. I'm JT. As I told you earlier in the show, we've got Stan Hayes with us. for the last part of the show and maybe some of the after hours things. Stan, of course, is from Operation Barbecue Rescue. We've talked to Stan. He's been on the show before. He's a great guy. And his Operation Barbecue Relief has provided, or did provide a short time ago, just under 60,000 meals for the city of Nashville and the surrounding communities. Well, now with the COVID-19 thing going on, Stan and his crew are helping out another way. We're going to talk to him in just about 10 seconds here. By the way, we want to thank the folks at Painted Hills Natural Beef. Beef the way nature intended. You can check it out at PaintedHillsNaturalBeef.com. Stan, welcome back to Barbecue Nation.
Jeff, thank you for having me back on.
No worries. So what are you and your team doing now? It was to help especially the people in the restaurant industry and the food workers and stuff. What do you got going?
Yeah. So you know, you mentioned Nashville, and that's been about a month ago now already. And how much has changed in that month's time, you know, from what we normally would do in setting up a mass location to serve, you know, mass amounts of food from, with, you know, anywhere from 50 to 100 volunteers a day.
Sure.
Coming through. And with CV-19, we've had to really think differently. And we had to think about how can we still serve meals and do what, you know, we're set out to do as our mission, but do it safely and do it in smaller pods, if you will, but make it replicatable. So, you know, a lot of big mouthful there, but a lot of things going through our head. And it really came down to, we kept saying, well, you know, the best people to do this would be a restaurant that has the cooking capacity to do 2,500.
Sure.
We can find restaurants that have that, you know, this may give them a little bit of a lifeline. This may give them an opportunity, because what we would do is we'd come in and stand up the restaurant and give them some money for the infrastructure, give them some money to bring back and pay employees, and to turn around and put out 2,500 meals a day into the community for those people in need. And right now, with all the layoffs in different industries, specifically the hospitality industry, on top of what was already there with the homeless, with the people that were food insecure before, there's a huge need out there. So we started a pilot of this program here in Kansas City. With, it just happened to be a barbecue restaurant. It doesn't need to be, but you know, I saw a Facebook post from a friend, Todd Johns, who is the owner of Plowboys Barbecue here in Kansas City, and he had to close two of his three locations and lay off 40 or 42 employees. Thought this was a perfect opportunity to see if this concept that we had in our head would work. And so, you know, we're about a week into it, and we've been learning every day, and we've got, you know, a second restaurant that's going to go online at the end of this week in Bakersfield, California. We have a health system up there that we've been working with, trying to figure out how to work with, I should say, and it just fits right into what they want to do in helping in communities. And so that restaurant will stand up there and start putting out 2,500 meals.
Excellent.
And then we have a couple more. We have one in South Carolina that isn't at 2,500 meals yet, but it's on a modified to see whether or not the need was great enough for 2,500. And every day they're going up about 200 meals a day. I think they'll be up to 1,000 meals today, and they started at 500.
Wow.
You know, the last weekend. So all of a sudden, you're starting to see, you know, that the program, you know, has a lot of opportunity here. Every restaurateur that we've talked to about the program and the financial piece to it, to be able to get those meals out, has resoundingly said, yes, that's a great opportunity for us. With this program and pushing this out there and talking across the country, we actually had, you know, and I guess I can say it today, you know, the state of Pennsylvania has contracted us to take care of feeding in the greater Philadelphia and Pittsburgh areas. 120,000 meals a week.
Wow. So when you're doing this, is somebody from your operation actually like going to Bakersfield, or will they go to the, you know, Pennsylvania and oversee things?
Yeah. So right now they haven't been because of social distancing and everything else. I've been at the one here in Kansas City, but we've set up a virtual team of people from our culinary team and from our support team that know how to help them find the meals, help them set up the systems, help them talk through, because like the one in Bakersfield isn't a barbecue restaurant, you know?
Yeah.
And so we had to make sure that the food and everything that we're sending them, that they had the cooking capacity for it. And they got a plenty big kitchen. You know, the lady who runs it is not new to large volume. And, you know, she's killing it, you know, in getting that set up. The state of Pennsylvania, this one's going to be a little bit different because this is going to be multiple restaurants in the Philadelphia area.
Yes.
And because they are going out through the state, yeah, to another organization to distribute, we're not disclosing who it really is, because they won't be able to do walk-ups. And the worst thing would be is somebody hears that XYZ restaurant in Philly's doing this, and they try to go get meals.
Yes.
And they get told no. I mean, it wouldn't look good on us, wouldn't look good on the restaurant. So, and the same thing over in Pittsburgh, not disclosing where it's at, but it's a large caterer that does large conventions and everything. And so they'll be putting those meals together and getting those out starting this next week as well. And that's going to be, the state's paying for that for I think 5 weeks now.
Okay.
Is how long they believe that's going to go.
Excellent.
Our traditional one with the restaurants that we have on the program right now go on a 2-week cycle. So after 2 weeks, yeah, before the end of that, we'll determine whether or not, you know, has the funding come in to continue? Is it the right, you know, right fit? Is the restaurant the right fit? You know, go through everything and whether we're going to sign them up for another 2 weeks. Because right now, I don't think we haven't seen the top yet.
Right.
The worst of it. And here in the Midwest, you know, maybe they're seeing it right now and on the East Coast, but we're still probably, you know, 10 days behind them.
That's kind of like we are here in my home state of Oregon. Yeah, we're a little behind. Our caseload is still fairly light in comparison, but it's coming. You know, it's
It's coming pretty much everywhere. I mean, and you know, hopefully the social distancing, you know, the stay at home, and all of this will help slow this and bring that curve down. But, you know, I still think that this is, with all the layoffs and everything, it's going to probably be, you know, 4 to 6 weeks before things really start turning around.
Yes.
I mean, I don't really anticipate it much before, you know, probably mid-June to really change. And that is if the top is where they say it is. We've postponed all of our events through essentially mid-July.
Well, there.
Right now, because it just doesn't make sense, you know, to slowly do it when it's evident that it's going to go on for a while. And even when things start to change, I'm not sure that we want to run right back out there and you know, start going 100 miles a minute again. So, I mean, over this next 60 days or so, we see this program having the ability to, you know, go to different parts of the country. And if we can find the funding in the different communities around the country, we'll start adding more. Because what we'll do is we'll assign program managers. And if they're close, yeah, they may go off. You know, we may have somebody local going and checking in on these. But they keep food logs, they keep all the things, all the stuff that we're going to ask for at the end of it, you know, for that audit requirement in case something ever does come back.
Sure.
That we have in our hand. So we know, you know, what went out.
Absolutely. We are going to take a break here on Barbecue Nation. We're going to be back with Stan Hayes in just a moment. And all you folks that listen to us in Philadelphia on WEEU there, you got some good news coming, it sounds like. So we'll be back on the Nation in just a minute. Don't go away. Hey, everybody, it's JT, and this is a special version of Barbecue Nation. It is brought to you in part by Painted Hills Natural Beef. Beef you can be proud to serve your family and friends. That's Painted Hills Natural Beef.
All the leaves are brown.
Welcome back here to Barbecue Nation on the Sun Radio Networks. I'm JT, your host. We're talking with Stan Hayes from Operation Barbecue Relief here. Stan is doing good things, as he always does. He's been on the show before with his barbecue relief program, and he's got a cookbook out for that. That's what we talked about the last time he was on the show. But now he's doing something more imminent, you might say. So you've got California, and you've got some places in California, and you've got now the state of Pennsylvania. And we talked about how long this can go. Are your suppliers, are you involved in working with the suppliers, or are you leaving that up to the local person
you're
dealing with?
That. That's part of the program. We provide them the proteins and the essential supplies, side dishes, you know, to be able to put out those 2,500 meals a day. So, you know, realistically, we're giving them some financial, you know, support for the restaurant and to bring, you know, employees back.
Sure.
We're giving them the food to be able to do that. And then together we're helping get, you know, 2,500 meals a day out into the community. And, right now, we're talking to probably, you know, municipalities and states. You know, we got about five or six other fairly, you know, heavy discussions going on about how we can help at the state, you know, municipality level. At the same time, we're actively working grants and foundations to help bring in the funds so we can stand up more locations. I mean, you know. Our target this year, you know, because we can't just go out and say we're going to do the whole country outside of disasters when we do the whole country, when we're trying to really grow or, you know, improve the brand in an area, you know, that was Florida, California, Texas, obviously in our home state of Missouri. We want to keep that presence, you know, and heighten it. Georgia. And we were looking around, not New York, but around that area. So, you know, the state of Pennsylvania sort of, you know, it works. It wasn't what we were thinking when we were looking at where we were going to target for the year. But everything else sort of does. I mean, we're talking to places down in Texas right now that, you know, and certainly we're going to see that this need is far greater than what we can do. You know, this is one of those times that, you know, together we can do more than divided, and we need all the feeding organizations that can do this.
Yep.
To be out there doing it.
Well, we don't know each other personally that well, but from what I have talked to you in the past, you're not a man to let obstacles get in your way. I can give you that. It's incredible stuff you do with your team, Stan. It really is. Do you ever get tired? Do you ever take a break and get tired?
You know, there have been a few days over the last few weeks that, yeah, it's just, you know, where I just have to walk away, go to a shop, you know, do something that's totally, leave my phone alone.
Yep.
Because it doesn't stop right now. And my team is, you know, I've got a dedicated group of people that, you know, see this challenge of how we do things differently as something that's almost personal to them, because almost everybody knows somebody that's been affected by this, whether it's, you know, the actual virus itself or the result of the virus of people being laid off, you know, businesses closing. And, you know, for us, you know, it's a triple win what we're trying to, or what we're doing here, you know, helping open back up or keeping a business from, small business from closing.
Right.
You know, bringing jobs back, you know, that's anywhere from about 6 to 10 jobs that are coming back with these when they reopen. And 2,500 meals a day out there, you know, that's no small feat. And it's a replicatable piece that we could do across the country.
Yes.
Now, if I had unlimited funding, we'd be looking to do, you know, 20, 30, 40 of these in communities to make sure that we could start making a bigger impact. But, you know, they will come. But I think that, you know, our approach is right now making sure that we're doing it right and that we know it's not something like a disaster that in 2 to 3 weeks, the community is going to be back on their feet and pushing forward.
Yeah.
This is potentially one of the biggest crises we'll see, at least in my lifetime, for something like this.
Yeah, absolutely, Stan. It really is. Well, real quick, how can people find out about this? Can they go to Barbecue Relief, the website?
Yeah, they can go to OBR.org, OBR.org, to our website to learn more information about it. Our social media, doesn't matter if it's Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, is OpBBQ Relief is the handle.
Stan, you're a champ, as always. Stay with us. We're going to chat after the show ends. But, folks, that's going to wrap it up for this hour of Barbecue Nation here on the network. Back again next week with another edition of Barbecue Nation. Take care, everybody.
Barbecue Nation is produced by JTSD LLC Productions in association with Envision Networks and Salem Media Group. All rights reserved.